so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile. Rolling out of New York.
Yeah, that is.
Pittsburgh,
hold on, that's Asleep at the Wheel. Doing what we do every week. Right here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Former resident of Morgan's Point and Austin, Texas for 19 years, bringing a little cred that way. Well, more and more we are hearing about the importance of paying attention, not only to our physical health, but our mental and emotional health as well. And many of us feel a sense of loss, I guess, or loneliness, even as we're at home with loved ones. We feel we shouldn't talk to each other in Thriftway or the IGA, and we miss meeting each other in restaurants. So tonight, we're going to have a show of songs about loneliness. First of all, to demonstrate that we all have these feelings, and it's okay, and we're going to get through that part. And the show is also to remind each other to reach out to others to alleviate that loneliness. So we're going to lead off tonight's show with a voice that I think kind of epitomizes loneliness, Roy Orbison. And here he is with a little-known song called Simply Loneliness.
Loneliness is the worst thing in the world, to be alone all the day long, no ring on the phone. Yeah, this is wrong. Low down loneliness, this loneliness, I must confess. Yes, it's a mess of this loneliness. Low down loneliness, loneliness all around. Loneliness, you have found me. Loneliness, oh loneliness. All of the time. Yeah, loneliness.
Toni Price with Lonesome Wind from her Lowdown and Up album, released in 1999. Toni was born in Philadelphia, and her adoptive parents moved to Nashville, where at 10 years old, she entered a talent show. And a few years later, she had a few country singles, but she kind of felt frustrated with the rigid Nashville scene. And she went to Austin to play at South by Southwest and ended up staying there. She just loved the vibe there, and she stayed there ever since, except for a couple of years she spent in San Diego. We used to see her at the Continental Club, where she played every Tuesday night for 15 years. Before Toni, we heard the amazing voice of Roy Orbison and Loneliness. That came from his Crying album. Originally came out way back in 1961. Roy was born in Vernon, Texas, and then he moved to Fort Worth and then to Wink, which he described as football, oil fields, oil, grease, and sand. Needless to say, he hated it there. He had this terrible eyesight as a kid, and he had these huge, thick glasses, and he almost had white hair that he dyed black when he was still young. His musical career peaked from the 1960 through, I think, the mid-60s, 66 or so. He had 22 singles in the top 40, but he was struck down with some personal tragedies, and record sales went down. He made a comeback, though, in the 80s because some of the people were covering his songs, and in 1988, he co-founded the Traveling Wilburys, but unfortunately, he had a heart attack that same year and died in December. You listen to songs about loneliness here on Boogie Back to Texas on the Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Letcher, picking these tunes as a reminder to connect with someone else whom you feel might be lonely. We're going to move to a more country section of the show, a genre of music that I started to appreciate, I guess, at first when I was still in Cincinnati and started to watch Hee Haw and saw some pretty incredible musicians play. And then I began to pay attention to the lyrics when we moved to Texas. We're going to lead off this country section with Merle Haggard and Going Where the Lonely Go.
Rolling with the flow, going where the lonely go. Anywhere the lights are low, going where the lonely go. Making up things to do, not running in all directions trying to find you. I'm just a rogue. Going where the lonely go. And I've got to keep going. I can't lay down. Sleep won't hardly come. Where there's loneliness all around, I've got to keep going. I'm traveling down this lonesome road, and I'll be rolling with the flow. Going where the lonely go. Got to keep going. I can't lay down. Sleep won't hardly come. loneliness all around. I've got to keep going, traveling down this lonesome road, and I'll be rolling with the flow, going where the lonely go.
Jim Reeves, a guy I recently discovered in the song The Blue Side of Lonesome. That came from his 3D set, Put out on the BMG label, I believe. Jim was born in Galloway, Texas. And by the way, he included just a lot of country cliches in there, but you gotta smile with it. Anyway, he was born in Galloway, Texas, in Deep East Texas, just a few miles from Louisiana. He won a baseball scholarship to UT, and he volunteered for World War II, but he failed the physical exam and began work as a radio announcer, singing live in between recorded songs. He was pretty popular on the country charts in the 50s through the 80s, and he credited his start on the Louisiana Hayride as the springboard to his career, and he's not the only one. Before Jim Reeves, we heard Merle Haggard with Going Where the Lonely Go. I got from Greatest Hits album. Of course, Merle was born in California. He ran away to Texas when he was just about 14 years old, and he and a friend rode the trains for about a year. He got thrown in jail quite a few times, and his last time that he got released from San Quentin in 1960, he was able to turn his life around, except for a little alcohol problem, and he started a career in country music, then quite a career. He had 40 number one hits and more than 60 albums. You are listening to Boogie Back to Texas, where tonight I'm playing songs about being lonely. I am your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening.
VOV programming support is provided by Island Escrow, Vashon's only independent escrow company providing comprehensive service for all types of real estate transactions since 1979. On the web at islandescrow.net.
Many thanks for the underwriting support provided by Leif Rasmussen of Vashon Dental, who operates a family practice providing dental care in a relaxed environment with an emphasis on personalized care and treatment for every individual who walks through the door. Located across from the Blue Heron Arts Center and on the web at vashondental.com.
Well, we're going to pick up the tempo a little bit, as all lonely songs aren't necessarily slow songs. We're going to tune into Randy Foster, who got a new name for himself, Lonesome. Here he is with Just Call Me Lonesome.
Just call me lonesome. Heartbroken then some. 'Cause I ain't got no one since you've been my old one, call me lonesome from now on.
ain't gonna sing no lonesome tune. Oh, babe, I'm coming soon. I cannot believe I stayed so long away. But a man must look around, and you're the sweetest thing I've found. Oh, your lost high roller's rolling home today. Well, my daddy said to me, son, it's hard, as you will see, to find someone upon whom to rely. And in the kitchen, mama sneezed, and he grinned big as you please. Said, bless you, and a tear come to his eye. Well, I did decide that very day that I would like to live that way. And now I know I've just been wasting time. It's with you that I should be, and if you feel the same about me, well, I'm headed home along the straightest line. So long away. But a man must look around, and you're the sweetest thing I've found. All your lost tire rollers rolling home today. Yeah, your lost tire rollers rolling home to stay.
That was Jimmie Dale Gilmore with a Townes Van Zandt song, No Lonesome Tune, that appeared on Jimmie Dale's album One Endless Night, came out right about 2000, and I think Townes Van Zandt said at one point that's as close as he's going to get to a happy song. You also heard Buddy Miller, the record producer, on guitar and backup vocals. And I've said before, Jimmie Dale was raised in Lubbock, went to high school with Joe Ely and Terry Allen and Butch Hancock, and he spent the better part of the 70s in Nashram in Denver, Colorado, studying metaphysics, and he moved to Austin, started his solo career there, and he's also been an actor. He had a role in The Big Lebowski. He was that bowler, you may remember, the smoky, aging, kind of emotionally fragile pacifist threatened with a pistol by Walter Sobchak, who was a good friend of Lebowski. Jimmie Dale's son, however, Colin, is a singer, songwriter out of Austin as well. For Jimmie Dale, we heard Radney Foster and Just Call Me Lonesome from his 1992 album. It's called Del Rio, Texas, 1959, of course, the place and the year of his birth. Radney had quite a bit of success as part of a duo, Foster and Lloyd, and then he went out on his own. I think it was this record started that. He had a lot of songs covered by a variety of folks, and I heard of him through Catherine Swearingen, the executive director of the Senior Center. They were college classmates at the University of the South at Suwanee, Tennessee, and his latest project is a combination CD and a book called For You to See the Stars. Listen to Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening to these lonely songs by Texas musicians. Got to mention Buddy Miller in talking about Jimmie Dale Gilmore, so we just might as well play one of his songs. Here he is with his wife, Julie, and their song, Midnight and Lonesome, which is probably, this is going to be his one of his more twangy songs, but the lyrics are still right there. Buddy Miller.
Midnight tonight. There's a garden that's left to grow wild. There's a sound with no name when a faraway train cries like an unloved child. There's no answer now, 'cause I'm just talking to the sky. Now the morning is time to get ready. In the evening you take off your shoes. Well, you work all the day till the sun's gone away. A midnight lays claim to the blues.
Love, it always hit me from below. this time around it's more correct. It's right on target and so direct. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. Flowers on a hillside blowing crazy. Crickets talking back and forth in a rhyme. The blue river running slow and lazy. I could stay with you forever and never realize that time. But situations have ended sad. Relationships have all been a bed. Might have been like villains and rambles, but there's no way I can compare all them scenes with this affair. And you're gonna make me lonesome when you go. You're gonna make me wonder what I'm doing, staying far behind without you. You're gonna make me wonder what I'm saying. You're gonna make me give myself a good talking to. But I will look for you in Honolulu, San Francisco, Ashtabula. You're gonna have to leave me now, I know. But I see you in the skies above, in the tall grass and the ones I love. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. You gonna make me lonesome when you go. You're gonna make me lonesome.
No, thank you, Sean Colvin on vocals and guitar. Cover of Dylan's You're Gonna Make Me Lonesome from Sean's cover album released in 1994. Her phrasing on that is just knocks me out. That was recorded live at The Bottom Line in New York City on August 5th, 1993. And that whole album is a tribute to artists that she covered before she started writing her own songs. And she notes that virtually all of them were men because she found it really so much harder to lend something new to renditions of women's work that influenced her. Before Sean, we heard Buddy and Judy Miller with Midnight and Lonesome from their album of the same name, released in 2002, and it was nominated for an Americana Music Award. Buddy went to Austin in way back when to play rockabilly in Ray Campy's band, and then he auditioned to be in a band with Julie, who soon became his wife. And they moved to New York City, and they formed a band that included Sean Colvin, whom we just heard. We are just about making connections here, folks, on Your Island Connection. He and Julie have about a half a dozen albums out, and he was lead guitarist for a whole bunch of folks on various tours, including Emmylou Harris, Steve Earle, Emmylou and Linda Ronstadt, and so on. We're pretty lucky to see him when the Lampedusa concert for refugees came to Seattle. Patty Griffin, Emmylou, and Steve Earle, and Dave Matthews, and Buddy Miller. It's quite a great concert. Listen to Boogie Back to Texas and some pretty mighty fine songs about being lonesome. We all have some of that going on in some way now. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening in. And I said at the top of the show that we can feel lonesome even in a house with other people. And Lyle Lovett feels that big time as his relationship is fading away. Here's Lyle with Lonely in Love, Lonesome in Love.
At a star, wondering where you are, lonely in love. Looking at the sky, start to wonder, my love, how long I'm gonna burn with the same old flame. I miss you all the time, ain't unhappy, but I'm lonely in love. I didn't treat you right, scared you into flight, lonely in love. love. Never acted wise, couldn't organize love. But these longings return when I hear your name. I let you go and now can't forget somehow I'm only in love. I'm young in the delay with a pocket full of money. Ladies to the left and to the right. Time comes, I'm a star watcher, honey. I can't get along on the light bulb light. So I'm looking at a star, wondering where you are, lonely in love. Looking at the sky, start to wonder, my love. How long I'm gonna play in this rained out game? It don't make any sense, honey, be convinced I'm only in love.
There's the lonely,
Vivian Womack with The Lonely, The Lonesome, and The Gone, which is the title cut of her latest album, came out in 2017 to substantial acclaim, I would say. She was born and raised in Jacksonville, Texas, that is. Ted Cruz and John Cornyn, both the Texas Senators, are from Jacksonville. On the plus side, Sandy Duncan, the actress, is from there, as is Leanne. One of the things I like about her is that her dad was a disc jockey and took Leanne with him to work and helped him choose the records to play on the air. For Leanne, we heard Lyle Lovett and Lonesome in Love from his Step Inside This House, a two-CD set. Features Texas songwriters from Townes Van Zandt to Stephen Fromholtz to Walter Hyatt, who wrote Lonesome in Love. You are listening to Songs About Lonely right here on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Ash on Your Island Connection. So I try to make some connections through the music and have the music connect to you. Thanks for listening.
VOV programming support is provided by Pandora's Box, Vashon Island's provider of quality pet foods at competitive prices. With over 100 years of combined knowledge and experience in pet care and pet nutrition, you'll find Pandora's Box on Vashon Highway, north of the main intersection.
This portion of VOV programming is brought to you by Minglement, Vashon Island's natural marketplace for the conscious consumer, where owners, staff, and customers alike embrace the importance of natural, organic, and non-GMO food and products, along with supplements, tinctures, gifts, bulk teas, spices, and herbs. Find them at Center, where the town of Vashon originated.
We often forget what day it is. I did that today. This isn't a problem for Casey Musgraves as she faces a lonely weekend.
Solo, it's solo.
Sheryl Crow and Citizen Cope, both of whom spent some time in Texas, and the late, great Bill Withers song, Lonely Town, Lonely Street. In an email to people who subscribed to her email list, Sheryl said she was releasing this song she recorded a while back with Citizen Cope and Steve Jordan in honor of Bill Withers, who passed away. It's the first I've heard of Citizen Cope, whose bio is pretty skimpy, but did mention that he spent some time in Texas and Mississippi in his youth. There's not much talk about his youth, partially because he's a pretty abusive father. He did attend Texas Tech as well. We're going to hear more from him in the future shows. And as probably most of you know, Sheryl lived in Austin for a few years when she and Lance Armstrong were together. And before Sheryl and Citizen, we heard Kacey Musgraves with Lonely Weekend from her critically acclaimed album Golden Hour, came out shortly after Leanne Womack's album did. Casey has won 6 Grammys, including this album, got all 4 of its nominated Grammy Awards, and she was the second artist ever to win the Grammy, the CMA, the ACM, and the All-Genre Grammy Album of the Year with that one. People like it. It's a pretty good album. Casey was born in Golden, Texas, and after recording an album at age 14, she graduated high school, moved to Austin, where she was discovered and her career really took off. And she lists Leanne Womack as one of her top influences, along with the late, great, sadly departed John Prine. Well, we're near the end of the Lonely Songs here on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, choosing and playing the songs for you. And I hope this onslaught of songs about loneliness encourages you to reach out to some others who may be experiencing the same thing. We're going to go out the door with a no-brainer of a song about loneliness by Roy Orbison with a little help from Jackson Brown, T-Bone Burnett, Elvis Costello, K.D. Lang, Bonnie Raitt, J.D. Souther, Bruce Springsteen, Tom Waits, and Jennifer Warnes. Here's Roy Orbison and Only the Lonely from the Black and White album, Black and White Night album. Stay safe, and for God's sake, wash your hands.
Dum, 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 dum. Only the lonely know the way I feel tonight. Only the lonely know this feeling ain't right. There goes my baby, there goes my heart, they're gone forever, so far apart. But only the lonely know why I cry. Only the lonely. Only the lonely know the heartache I've been through.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Only the lonely know I cry and cry for you. Maybe tomorrow a new romance. You're lonely, heartbreak.